Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for, I think this is what, the 7th of March, 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it is a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to stay for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E7KI, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions, and this week is, well, I didn't have a topic, so this is going to be an open mic, topic-wise, net this week. Anything that's on your mind, anything to do with amateur radio, maybe even not even amateur radio, maybe even not electronics, maybe, well, hopefully not politics or religion. Gosh, we don't need that. Anyway, anything on your mind, fair game. And I'm looking at my dashboard here, and I'm seeing only regulars, so I don't think I need to explain how this net works. I see PY2BIL and KC3LYZ. Hi, guys. Let's see. Where am I? Yeah, all that doesn't apply today. So let me start going down the list here. First was KC3LYZ. Hi, Bob.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philly. Having a pretty good week. Just finished the yearly shortwave convention. They had it virtually again this year and over Zoom. And some good presentations there on how to try to grow the hobby. And it was pretty good. So hopefully they do it in person next year. But it was nice to check it out on Zoom.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading about that. I think probably in CQ Magazine when I still had a subscription. I probably have to think about resubscribing to that. But, yeah, cool. There's something. I don't know if you're aware of it, but there's a bit of a hum on your signal there. I'm not even going to try to guess what it's coming from. But just so you know, let's see, was there something else in what you said there? I thought I had some other point, but I've forgotten it. Maybe it'll come back to me. Next on my list is PY2BIL. Guillermo.
Hey, Wayne, this is PY2BIL. Hi, Bob. So yeah, piggybacking on what Bob just mentioned, right? This upcoming weekend is the QSO Virtual Ham Expo, right? Third edition. So this started, I guess, with COVID, and this guy, he put this together. He is Eric, right? For Z1UG. He's American, I guess, but residing in Israel. I'm a regular listener to his podcast, which is pretty interesting, and he has this virtual ham expo for $10. That's what the cost is. You get really a ton of material, right, that you can watch during the expo, or I guess you get a month or more afterwards to watch the videos. So it's pretty cool. So just a little tip there. And yeah, what else I'm doing is preparing myself for the next SOTA activation, hopefully next weekend, next Sunday. If weather permits, if it's not raining, then we are going to do something similar as that what we did last time around. So I report on that once we have done it. Okay, so back to you, Wayne, AB9FJ. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, well, cool. And yeah, I've seen that, what is it, QSO Today, that virtual HamFest, but I don't think I've ever actually looked at it. You know, I haven't really done a whole lot of any HamFest the last couple of years. So now that things are opening back up again, you know, HamVention is going to be happening in May. Maybe I'll start going to HamFest again. We'll see. I see that VK2DY has joined us, and I see something is popping up in the chat box there. Okay, it looks like a URL from Guillermo, the QSO Today. All right. And VK2DY, we do not have a particular topic this week. It's just whatever's on your mind. Open mic, I guess, is what we call it there. So you're next on my list here, VK2DY.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee. I don't know if you can hear it in the background there, but it is coming down like in buckets. It's amazing. I mean, it's done this for the last week, and it just keeps coming. But I'm stuck in the in the entrance to Costco at the moment waiting to get to my car. It's just so wet. That's what I'm doing at the moment in Costco in Marsden Park. So that's where I am. About 23 degrees Celsius. Like I said, raining like it hadn't rained for a while. But everything's flooded. Bridges in Hawkesbury River are mostly underwater. Lots of homes are underwater. We have now surpassed in most places the 500-year flood levels, and it keeps coming. It just keeps coming. So I don't know. I thought La Nina was over. Apparently La Nina has a lot left in it yet, so that's what's happening down here. At any rate, not much else to share. I heard you mention HamFest. So we don't have many HamFests down here, but we do have one up in the Central Coast, which I usually go to. This year it's called Mayhem because it's in May, and it's also on the 1st of May. So it's pretty nice HamFest for Australia. I think they get a couple thousand people, which, again, makes it the largest HamFest in Australia and one of the largest ones in the Southern Hemisphere. But that's nothing compared to North America, I know, but that's what we have, and that's coming up soon. They tried to run a ferry competition yesterday, but the water, some people still participated. Very sad for a second. Suddenly realized I was getting beyond the time here. Anyway, they tried to run a ferry contest where you got your handheld radios and rode up and down the ferries on the Parramatta River yesterday. Some people still participated in spite of the flood conditions and everything else, but a lot of it was a very small competition apparently, so they're thinking about maybe redoing another one this year, but we shall see what happens. At any rate, it took place. People went out on the ferries and rode them between the wharves that weren't underwater, and it was apparently quite an experience for those who participated. Anyway, I'm sort of rambling on. VK2DY, back to Ned.
Okay, ferry contest. That actually sounds vaguely or kind of interesting there. How does the scoring work on that?
There are 8 ferry lines that run up and down the Parramatta River here in Sydney. They stop at about 45 wharves, normally 45 wharves. And so you get so many points for each ferry line, so many points for each wharf, so on. It's sort of a competition like that where you get so many points for eyeball-to-eyeball contact, and so many points for, I guess that's pretty much it. That's how the scoring worked. According to, if you tried to get every ferry line with every wharf, that was sort of the goal, but of course it was impossible in normal year and totally impossible this year since some of the wharves were underwater. Anyway, VK2DY.
Well, I'm assuming that there are periods when you're between wharves. Do you just stop operating then, or are you in is there a special pseudo wharf, which is like no wharf?
This year they had a little bit of cheating. They actually allowed people to be on the seashore, even at home, contact. So they sort of knew that this was going to be a low turnout activity. So they had, shoreline points, and there are points also for contacting from home. So they modified the contest a little bit for this year. VK2DY.
And I'm assuming that this was on 2 meters?
2 meters, 440, and they also added repeaters this year. They weren't allowed last year, but they added repeaters this year, VK2DY.
Ah, okay, very good. So I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but we have a tradition here in Illinois, in this part of Illinois anyway, where we have contests on 2 meters, where the multiplier is the postal code for the community that you happen to be in. And just in this county that I live in, 1,000-square-mile county, there are probably, I'm guessing, about 20 postal codes in this county, maybe more. And there's a rover category so that someone who's in a vehicle can be driving from one postal code to another postal code, and each time they change postal codes, they become a new entity, essentially, and so everybody that they had worked before, now they can work them again, and it's a new multiplier and more points. Anyway, it's kind of a fun thing. It's a very short contest. It only lasts about an hour, well, exactly an hour, and it's on FM Simplex on 2 meters, which means that it's very short range, and repeaters do not get involved. They're verboten, in fact. So anyway, but it's a very fun, quick little contest. And your ferry contest sounds kind of similar. Sounds like a fun contest to do. In fact, I didn't catch, how long did the ferry contest last?
It lasted from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., so about 4 hours, VKTDY.
Yeah, right. So that's a nice short contest. You don't have to, stay up all night or, get really sleepy or drink a lot of coffee. Sounds like a lot of fun. So thanks for checking in, Robert. Let me check the dashboard here, and I do not see any new call signs. So I will see if anyone has any rechecks or additional comments. Well, maybe we're on a kind of a roll here for Guillermo and Bob in Philly. Do you guys have any interesting contests locally? Not the big contests, but, just something done in the local area there.
QI2BL?
Go ahead, Guillermo.
QSO party thing, but I'm not aware of too many of them since I'm not on HF yet, so.
Okay, sorry, Bob. I think you kind of doubled with Guillermo there, but I think we caught what you were saying there. You're not aware of any contests like that in your area. So go ahead, Guillermo.
Yes. Thanks, Wayne. This is Guillermo, PY2BIL. Yeah, there is a big one organized by, in Brazil. I don't know. I'm not sure at this point who is organizing that. But it's out there on all the calendars. It's around mid-year. And it's known as CVA, Charlie Victor Alpha, right? The C is for contest, and V and Alpha stands for green and yellow, which are the colors of the Brazilian flag, right? So, and that's a big one that's out there for many, many years, and it's almost all modes, I believe, right? All bands. So it's like a traditional big one. So, but there are tons of others. There are some VHF out there, which is also very popular, right? And then I guess, out from Argentina. They have a few, like a 10-meter sprint kind of contest. And another one that's also interesting is a lighthouse activation, I guess also organized from Argentina, which are many participating because we all have big coastal lines here in South America, so there are a lot of lighthouses there. So those I guess are the most popular ones down here. Back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BA.
Okay, cool, Guillermo. Thank you. Do we have any other comments or a recheck? Well, this looks like it's going to be a short net this week. Only four check-ins, and we're only about 20 minutes into it here. I can't think of any other topics to bring up. The news is full of stuff about Ukraine, and that was the topic last week, ham radio in wartime. I can't think of anything else, so let me just open it up for one more, a comment or recheck, and then we'll wrap up the net. Okay, looks like BK2DY has exited the entrance of the Costco and is on his way to his car. Good luck with that, Robert. Stay dry. I meant to ask him, did Australians forget about brawlies when they migrated from England? Oh well, maybe for another time. So anyway, where am I in my script here? This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, I'm going to call it 0021 Zulu. We still, I think the SDF DMR talk group is still there, 31650, give it a try. Other than that, this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.